In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The very first words of the Bible introduce the great theme of the origin of all things by starting with God himself, the unique and all-powerful Creator. The person of God is revealed progressively throughout Holy Scripture. The Word of God is presented as the revelation that God has given of himself. He is the absolute master of the universe, which is his creation. God is spirit. He has neither beginning nor end. He is different from all other beings and is infinitely superior to them. God, in his written word, the Bible, does not try to explain himself. He is revealed quite simply by his works and through the different forms of his name. Each of the names attributed to God in Holy Scripture reveal one or other of the many facets of his divine person. The opening verse of the book of Genesis provides the first of these names, which is also one of the oldest. It is Elohim. This Hebrew word comes from roots meaning the one who is awesome and powerful. This name, which is particularly suited to the Almighty Creator, is constantly used in the first chapter of Genesis, and it occurs more than 2,300 times in the Old Testament. The word Elohim has something quite unusual about it. It has a plural form, but the verb that accompanies it is always in the singular. This plural noun is a reminder of God's supreme greatness with all his divine perfections, but it also hints at the presence of more than one person united in the Godhead. God indeed is a Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But God is also one God. He is unique, and that is why the singular is used for the verb created in these first words of the Bible. In Hebrew, this word almost always speaks of creating something new, or bringing something into existence. It implies an act that only God is able to do. He alone can create something out of nothing. In the beginning, there existed no matter of any sort, and apart from God himself, no particles of energy. The start of creation was the absolute outset of all that exists, the beginning of space and matter, the heavens and the earth, and the beginning of time. Time is a part of creation and began with it. Preceding and going beyond time is eternity. The verb created only occurs at three precise moments in creation. It refers to three completely new interventions on the part of the Creator. It is used for the making of matter, the animal world, and man. The creation of the basic material of which the whole universe is formed was the first of these three original creative acts. The second was the introducing into nature of conscious beings endowed with life, the animal world. The third intervention, something absolutely unique, was the creation of man. The human being, equipped with a spirit which makes fellowship with God possible, is a species apart. Creation first originated in the mind of God, and was then brought into being by the power of his word. God had only to speak to bring into existence what did not exist before. Instead of making the whole universe emerge out of nothing in a single creative act, as he could have done, God chose to create it in 6 days. He first made the infinite stretches of space and filled it with the basic elements or particles of which everything is made. Darkness prevailed, and the Spirit of God hovered over this abyss of formless original matter. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God is light. It is one of his many attributes, so he is also the author of light. God made light and darkness alternate. A mixing of the two would have produced permanent twilight. Darkness was not abolished, but remained as the opposite of light. The latter did not come from the sun, which had not yet been called into existence. Nevertheless, God already established the pattern of day and night, with periods of light and darkness following each other. On the second day, God created the firmament or sky, the vault of heaven, and divided the waters below the firmament from the atmospheric waters or vapor above, and he called the firmament heaven. On the third day, God spoke, and dry land appeared. The waters were gathered together to make oceans, and the continents came into being. Then God ordered the earth to bring forth vegetation. Grass, trees, seed-bearing plants, shrubs, and fruit trees appeared. This vegetation was designed to produce seed according to its species, within its own family, so that the infinite variety of this plant life would multiply within the limits set by God. And God saw that it was good. Next episode, the last 3 days of creation.